You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
I received a piece of work the other day from the desk of Investec Asset Management, Becoming 91. It was about 2 days ago, and it says here, UK adults eager to invest environmentally reveals Investec Asset Management. It goes on to say the following, 61% willing to allocate a proportion of default workplace pension into environmental investments. Second point, 31% already invested environmentally, with 58% planning to increase these allocations. 82%, the third point, likely to invest environmentally provided they can make competitive returns. There's the quid pro quo. On the telephone with me now is John Green, co-CEO of Investec Asset Management, Becoming 91. John, this is a UK-centric survey, obviously, and I would consider the United Kingdom at the forefront, a forerunner of climate change policies. And also, I would say Investec Asset Management, Becoming 91, is also in that category.
It's something, Lindsay, that you know is getting a unique sense of momentum and focus. And whilst, you know, 3-4 years ago, you would have looked to Europe, you probably would have looked to Northern Europe as some of the leaders in this space. I think every person, every individual around the world is recognizing the need to do something, to take action about climate change. And so I think the survey specifically can be transmitted across many markets and many individuals. And I think its messages are really important.
Yes, the survey is called Planetary Pulse. It's an inaugural survey. And you took the temperature of the UK's investing population by surveying over 2,000 nationally representative British pension fund members, which is sort of a groundbreaking survey in its way. But it has to be done, because just in the last hour or so, I've seen an interview with Sir David Attenborough, who's previewing his new series on the BBC. And the headline of the interview was, "The moment of crisis has come." And it really has.
It really has. I mean, you just need to look at, any news feed from anywhere around the world over a period of time. And these climate-related issues are front and center of what's going on. You know, the Australian Open can't take place in the way it should, and tennis players are collapsing because of, you know, the terrible fires that they're experiencing there. And that all can be related back to climate change. And you can step back through last year, and basically every month through the year, I think there was something significant happening across the world, which was a meaningful and in many ways threatening change to the way we exist. And so the message is very clear. Action needs to happen. And what was very interesting for us from the survey is that actually individuals are taking action in their personal lives. They're changing their behavior. They're taking action. But interestingly, there seems to be a reticence in the investment space. And I think that's worthy of discussion. It's worthy of reflection, because I think more needs to happen there, particularly centered on positive action.
We'll talk about that later on, because that's the real meat of this interview. We've got to talk about how you can combine environmental activism, if that's not too strong a word, with returns as well. And I think you can from the data I've seen. But let's just go back to the survey. This is one of the headlines from one of the paragraphs. It says here, consumer consciousness is changing people's behavior. Now, this is just the UK, but are you seeing it elsewhere as well? Because you're a global company.
Absolutely, Lindsay. And, I think anybody who tunes into this discussion will know that this is a conversation that happens around dinner tables, happens in social environments everywhere around the world, which is we need to make a difference.
Let's have a look at the next paragraph, which says, does this translate to investment action? Now, it's all very well sitting down with 2,000 people and them sitting there and feeling worthy and saying, yes, I'm concerned about the environment, and yes, I would do this, and yes, I would do that. But actions speak louder than words. I think that's the key point here.
Yes, it is the key point. And I think when it comes to investments, there's been this sort of historic sense over many years that you can't combine doing good with getting good investment returns. And I think that, you know, that's a debate that now needs to be played out, particularly in respect of climate, and dispelled. That is absolutely no longer the case. In fact, from my point of view, the opportunity to invest in those companies that are going to make a significant difference to the process of decarbonization, I think is going to be one of the next really big growth themes. And so this is not about actually, can I get the returns? It's if you don't take action, you're probably going to miss a significant growth opportunity.
Under the headline, what would prompt people into taking investment action? I see the following. It says here, Investec Planetary Pulse identified that almost two-thirds, in brackets, 64% of respondents, consider performance and or yield of their pension the overriding concern guiding their investment decisions. Now, if you are assiduous in your stock picking or your fund picking, whatever it is, you can find companies that do good at the same time as yielding great results and great returns.
Absolutely, Lindsay. And I mean, we've coined the phrase the decarbonization premium. And what that means essentially is those businesses and investment opportunities that are aligned with what we think will become a massive worldwide effort to decarbonize our society are going to do well. And what does that mean? They're going to generate good investment returns. And so for me, in many ways, the next 10 years, I think, is not going to be about the fangs. It's going to be about those businesses that are really addressing and presenting solutions to the question of decarbonization. What are solutions? Solutions are products and services and approaches that allow us to do things in a low carbon manner.
What I like is the fact that Investec Asset Management becoming 91 has been at the forefront of this movement in the money management, the asset management industry. And I know other people are following now. There was one, I won't mention the name, but a giant worldwide money manager that has recently announced that it's going to divest of $500 million worth of its assets or its holdings in coal companies, for example, by mid-2020. The Norwegian Sovereign Wealth Fund did that, was very forward-thinking as well, about a year and a half ago, I think, said no more oil and gas investments. So it is a movement, but you say in your next paragraph, onus is on the industry to play its part.
Correct. And I think for us, there's sort of really three or four key considerations. The first is deep integration into existing investment processes and portfolios of the consideration of climate and sustainability related issues in how they affect company valuations and company opportunities. And I think we all know that we can do more on that, and there's a huge amount of work going into establishing the right kind of information. There's many collective organizations that are focused on producing better things like carbon data, and all of that is going to help us make much better investment decisions embedded in existing investment processes. But that's not enough. I think we need to think beyond that, and we've taken some very active steps to do that in terms of developing investment strategies which actively identify a portfolio of businesses that is going to benefit from this process of decarbonization. And we call it our environmental strategy. And in fact, the process that we've developed, I think, is industry leading in a sense that we look at the concept of carbon avoided. In other words, those businesses in a particular industry that are doing things or producing products which allow individuals or organizations to operate in a low carbon manner or avoiding carbon. And we spend specific effort identifying those companies that are leading the way in creating products which will avoid carbon and services that will avoid carbon. And we think those businesses are just going to do well because of this intensive focus on the question. And so we've put together an investment strategy that does that. And we think it will be very successful. But that's a second leg. So take a specific piece of your portfolio and invest it proactively behind solutions. And it's one of the things that we are concerned about, in a sense that the divest conversation has dominated the investment space in the climate investment considerations. So the first thing is sell your coal companies. Well, selling your coal companies doesn't actually present a solution. It maybe, shifts the cost of capital, and over time those coal companies will change their behavior, and that happens. But we also want to be finding those companies, supporting them, providing them with capital, reducing their cost of capital, that are doing good things in terms of providing solutions. So the combination of those two is important here. And we don't think enough has been done around this question of proactive investment in low carbon solutions.
I've had a couple of quite inspiring chats with colleagues of yours over the last couple of years, one of whom is Deirdre Cooper, the co-manager at Investec Global Environment Strategy. And as we close this conversation, maybe you could just sum up what the Investec Global Environment Strategy is.
So, yes, Lindsay, and Deirdre has been a leading light in developing our thinking in this space. And basically what she's developed in that investment strategy is exactly what I've been talking about, a strategy which aims to put a portfolio together of companies that are doing really good things in terms of their products and services, being orientated towards low carbon solutions, and that will therefore benefit significantly from this process of decarbonization. They are going to be on the wave, if you like, of the decarbonization process in our society. Just like, as you know, the big, digital companies have been on the wave of the digitization process in our economy. So we think that this is a really new and interesting investment theme. And I would say anybody looking to take significant positive action in the investment portfolio should be thinking about that kind of component to their portfolio, in that it will A, create a growth opportunity, but B, also create a buffer to potential carbon problems inside the portfolios that we have.
Let me close this conversation by saying the following, and I'm quoting you directly. It says here, it is time, or you say here, it is time to act on climate change, and it is time to act on pension allocations. Our survey shows the investment industry must do a much better job of explaining the growth potential of the sectors and companies that are helping the world tackle climate crisis, as well as the risks of failing to adapt portfolios to address climate change. John, thank you very much for your time. That's John Green, co-CEO of Investec Asset Management, becoming 91. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.